This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How can the toolkit of an economist help us understand this COVID-19 era? We've been talking to economists who are all Nobel laureates each week, just one part of our Econ Extra Credit project, Paul Romer, Joseph Stiglitz, Esther Duflo, and this morning, Robert Shiller at Yale. His last book is about how the stories we tell shape the economy. The economic narrative now is horrifying, and we've been facing it head on. For instance, today we'll be reporting data likely showing that more than 20 million Americans were thrown out of work over the last 4 weeks. Dr. Shiller, thanks for linking up here.
David, my pleasure.
That disaster narrative, could it feed on itself? Could I be doing damage by telling it like it is?
Well, there's the inherent conflict. People have to know that it's serious. Reassuring them falsely is not in their interest. On the other hand, we can also put a slant on it that's so negative that they're afraid to go out, even for things they need. And that means that business collapses.
I mean, people are comparing this to the Great Depression now. Part of the danger, right, is if you keep saying Great Depression, is people stop investing, and then you have a greater problem than even the pickle that we're in.
So that narrative is like a disease that is lurking in the shadows, and it makes us afraid to do things. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. There is a difference this time. People thought that the Great Depression would go on forever, and that made them feel nervous about taking any risks.
Another meme, another narrative that was not as enduring is the so-called Spanish flu, 1917-1918. I mean, now we're talking about it, but you could easily quiz people a few months ago, and they may not have known.
Right. It's unfortunately a little hard as a comparison point, because it coincided with the end of World War I. The stock market actually went up at that time. But the one important difference was, in 1918, they didn't have the idea of sheltering in place. So they didn't shut the country down then. So in a sense, this event differs from past events, not just because we had a horrible epidemic, but also because we have an aggressive way of dealing with it.
I mean, there are emerging narratives of, in this terrible public health emergency, there may be opportunities to rethink an economic system that was not serving enough people. I get that, but turning the narrative only in that direction might be a disservice.
I actually feel positive about that narrative. You know, we have rising inequality. We have minorities that are still kept down by prejudice. I think this is a unifying moment. And I think it may actually indeed make for a better society going forward.
Always good to talk to Yale economist Robert Shiller. His latest book is called Narrative Economics, How Stories Go Viral and Drive Major Economic Events. Dr. Shiller, thank you for this.
David, it was my pleasure.